This podcast is part of the 76ers Podcast Network.
Search 76ers Insiders wherever you get your podcasts. Welcome back to the 76ers Insiders Podcast. Matt Murphy here in Las Vegas. Pleased to be joined by the two new 76ers two-way contract players. That's a mouthful. Terquavion Smith, Ricky Council, the fourth. How fun is this environment? You guys were in Salt Lake City, and then you come to Vegas, and it's all 30 teams. It's kind of got like an AAU feel to it. I'm sure you know a lot of the other players on other teams. So how much fun has this been so far? We're recording this kind of in the early stages of it, so whoever wants to jump in first, how much fun has it been?
For me, it's been great just to get to be around my team, too, as well as everybody else and get this environment. It's good weather outside, you know, it's good atmosphere at the gym. It's a lot going on. So, like, everything's just great out here with the Summer League and my team.
And, Ricky, what's it been like being a part of the Philadelphia 76ers organization so far?
It's been amazing just being able to play at the highest level. That's what we all dreamed of our whole lives, playing in Vegas, playing in Summer League. Used to watch it all the time on TV, couldn't wait to play in it. So just being in this atmosphere with all these fans and people around us, it's amazing.
And going back to the Salt Lake Summer League for a second, you guys had a pretty nice alley-oop connection. So your chemistry goes back to your days growing up in North Carolina a little bit, like you guys were familiar with each other, and we can talk about that in a moment. But that alley-oop you had, take us through that play, because a lot of Sixers fans out there have seen the highlight. Terquavion throwing it up top to Ricky.
Well, I got the outlet from the big, but Rick was already down the court, and I know how athletic he is, so I was going to throw it up anyways. I seen him. I seen how he was looking at me, so I tossed
What's
it up.
The look?
I just looked at him like,
maybe a little did you point? Point? Do you do the point?
I think I did, or maybe I didn't.
I just knew he would dunk it, though, so I ain't really.
Have you guys like seen that chemistry developing in summer league practices? Like, being familiar with each other is one thing, but that wasn't the first game in Salt Lake City where you connected on the alley-oop. Has that been coming along with practice time?
I mean, yeah, he threw me a alley-oop in practice for a game winner dunk. It was the first or second day of practice, so I think it was the first, actually. So yeah. He has good vision. I tell all the guards all the time that you can just throw it up. I'm going to try my best to go get it. So I just try to make it easier for them.
You've had some crazy dunks so far already, just in summer league. Season hasn't even started yet officially. Have any of them surprised you?
I ain't even going to lie. The one he did yesterday, was it yesterday when we played?
Yeah, game one against the Knicks.
Yeah, out the free throw line. Like, if you could have done that, it was crazy. Like,
with the right hand transition. Yeah. And you had the crazy tip in as well.
That's what I was talking about. I was talking about the tip in. Oh. Like, if he would have really, like, caught him on that tip.
Yeah, he hit me in the head.
But yeah.
What has it been like for both you guys working with this coaching staff so far, with Nick Nurse being the head coach for the start of Summer League and then Rico Hines taking over, throw names like Bobby Jackson and Kobe Carl into the mix? How have these coaches been?
I feel like they've been good. Having Coach Nurse, you know, coach us in Salt Lake was good. I respect him a lot for, like, just wanting to be around and get the feel for the new guys and stuff like that. So that meant a lot to me. And just the other guys, too, they're very, like, competitive, as you can see. They want what's best. You know, they want people to work hard and win games. So I feel like all the energy from the staff is good.
Yeah, what's Rico been like?
He's been great. He was actually my coach in the NBA Combine, so I already had a little taste of him. We went 2-0 down there. I know he's a dog. He wants dogs out on the court. He wants you to pick up full court, get steals, get on transition. So that's kind of the same type of energy he brings now. He just wants us to play hard and leave our best foot on the floor.
What was the combine like?
It was great. Like I said, we went 2-0. Yeah, he was subbing 5 in, 5 out. Whoever's a dog out there, he was going to leave him in there. And I was playing really good defense in the combine, so that's how I found my minutes on the floor.
We're going to get to those North Carolina ties between you two, but as a whole, what's something that you appreciate about each other's games?
Just that it's energy for me. Rick bring good energy. He's good in the open floor. He defend. It's just overall, you know, he's a complete player. So it's not really much that you can't agree with to want to play with on your side. So
Yeah, his energy too. He always bouncing around on defense, offense, just ready to score the ball when it's presented to him. And on defense, very active with his hands and feet. Really good shooter, so that's always nice to have. I know when I pass to him, it's a good percentage that I get to assist.
And there's a Charlotte guy on the team in Jaden Springer, and we talked to him after the win over the Knicks and about you guys. And he said the other thing is your approach to the game, your competitive nature. The three of you have that in common. So what have you seen from Jaden so far?
You can really tell that he like has been around the pro game and in the league a little bit, just because he's real comfortable. Like, he's never really rushed, and he plays to his strengths most of the time. So and he's very competitive, like he said, so he wanted to win.
I feel like this is a common question, but when you're entering the NBA, what's something that you're working on?
For me, probably getting stronger and just being able to defend, you know, bigger positions.
And you, Ricky?
I just say my three-point shot.
Are there any sort of mantras or sayings? This is something that Nick Nurse has done in his coaching career that the group has adopted so far, like when you're in huddles or whatever. Is it just more of a general approach as a team coming together so far? Is there like any like messaging that's been kind of a thread throughout the summer league, the early days of the summer league process?
I wouldn't say that we have a saying just yet, but I just know Coach always tell us, you know, just be ready when the game start, even before the game, like good prep, you know, just always be ready. Because, like, one game we had in Utah, we came out kind of flat. You know, it was kind of like we weren't ready. So, ever since then, he's just been preaching us to be ready. And let's be the aggressor.
Tying this back to the Sixers organization, they've got the reigning MVP heading into this season in Joel Embiid. So, what have you seen watching Joel Embiid? Like, what excites you about being on his team now? Like, watching him from afar and now being his teammate?
Yeah, I would say not even knowing I was going to be a 76er, I was like watching him real closely throughout the playoffs, just watching the two-man game of him and James Harden, how they were just breaking down defenses. And I was just telling people, like, there's no way they should win because nobody can guard that. So just having the opportunity to play with that type of player, obviously ran an MVP. So, I'm just excited to even have the opportunity to be on the court with him.
Turquavion, Ricky has talked about you guys going through, we're getting to the North Carolina part here. I teased it, we're here. You guys grew up 30 minutes apart. Ricky has said that you guys both played for Team CP3 at the AAU level, but you were a year apart on those teams, so you were never teammates for that. But what was that program all about and your experience there?
It was a good program. You know, they put you on the right platform to, you know, be successful and at the highest level at that time at our age group. So program was great. It was great travel. You know, everything was smooth, and everybody around you was typically from North Carolina, so it was like you kind of was familiar with all the faces and all the people, so it was good.
Yeah, I know Chris Paul's program has sent a lot of guys to the NBA. Who were some of your teammates, and who are some guys that are in the league that also played there?
Well, my teammates are still in college.
Yeah.
But we had a couple guys, you know. It's a lot to name, but just off the top, we had, like, Harry Giles was probably one of the guys that went to the league from there.
Kobe White.
Yeah, Kobe White. It's a couple more.
Wendell Moore.
Yeah.
What do you think it's going to be like to suit up possibly across from Chris Paul in an NBA game?
I feel like it'll be good. You know, I feel like he's going to try to for me personally, I feel like he's going to try to little boy me or something, but I don't think it's going to go like that because I'm just too much of a competitor. Like, I can't go out like that, so.
How many interactions have you guys had with him playing for his team?
A lot. He does camps and everything, so I've got to actually interact with him a lot. I had him on my bench one time at PGM, so that was good.
That's awesome. How long ago did you both think that making it to the NBA was a real possibility for you?
I always figured if I wasn't going to go – I figured I wasn't going to go my freshman year, but I knew if I wasn't going my sophomore year, then my junior year for sure.
And in the high school level, your high school teams, Turquavion, three state championships?
Yeah.
So was it in your mind even then that you could?
I forgot we played y'all.
Yeah,
you guys played in high school?
It was a summer game.
Yeah.
So was that your Farmville team?
Yeah.
Not your freshman year, but every other year you won the state title?
Yeah.
You were on the varsity as a freshman, I'm assuming?
Yeah, I was. We came up short two games away. Well, one game away from the states, and we lost.
You got all the awards after that your senior year, yeah. A couple years later. How good was that team that you were on?
It was good. We had the same pieces, you know. Like, our age wasn't too far apart where guys were leaving. So we all kind of got to grow up together and just learn each other techniques and how we move, even off the court. That plays a big part, too, but everybody had a connection for like 4 years and straight, so it was hard to, you know, not lose any games.
Ricky, Turquavion's been calling you Rick sometimes. A lot of people have seen that you're Ricky the fourth and that you have two brothers, Ricky the second and Ricky the third. So did you guys go by nicknames growing up? Is there anything else that you're called?
Yeah, everybody at the house calls me fourth.
Just fourth? Four?
And then, like, some people call me C4 now.
Oh, that's your Instagram.
Yeah, Council 4.
Nice. And your brothers and your sister, college basketball players. So how has it been to share this start of your NBA experience with your family?
I still think they're kind of still in shock. Like, just being at dinner with them the other day, they were just like, yeah, that's crazy. Like, you really did what we all tried to do. Like I say, everybody in my family, I'm the youngest. We all play basketball. That was all the goal, to play pro, be in the NBA, WNBA for my sister. And I was the only one that could do it. So I feel like they're still in shock. Yeah, they're just proud of me.
You're nodding your head. You can relate to what he's talking about?
Yeah, especially like with the family being in shock part. Yeah, everybody just like, so it's like a surreal moment, you know? So
as college players, you stayed in state to play at NC State, Ricky, Wichita State, and then Arkansas. Some big-time March Madness moments for you guys last season. Mm. And your team knocked out, Arkansas knocked out the number one seeded Kansas Jayhawks, and then you played the eventual national champions, UConn. Mm. How was the NCAA tournament experience?
Yeah, it was amazing, starting from going all the way back to the Selection Sunday, just seeing which team we were going to play and which number one seed section we were going to be in, if it was going to be Purdue, Kansas, Houston, or forgot the other team. And when we saw we was in the section with Kansas, we was like, yeah, we like this. So I was playing Illinois first. That was a really good game, really good team. Two different play styles is crazy. That's the one thing about NCAA tournament. All these different conferences literally have different play styles, and you wouldn't think that because it's just like basketball, but it really do. And then going on to play Kansas in the second round, we were all juiced up and ready to play. Left it on the floor, and then UConn was just a really good team.
In that game, by my count, in like the final 23 seconds, you had 6 free throw attempts when it was tied, and you made 5 of them. So how crazy was that to be at the line in the NCAA tournament against Kansas and have to make some clutch free throws?
No, it was great. I work on free throws all the time when I'm tired at the end of a workout, so I feel like that pays off. I either go 9 for 10 or 10 for 10, or I start over. So all that work has paid off, and those definitely were probably the biggest free throws of my career.
And Turk, I don't know if you know this, but your 32 points against Creighton were the second most points for any player in any round of the whole tournament behind, if you had to guess, who do you think had the most points in a single game in last year's tournament?
I don't know.
Drew Timmy. He had 36 for Gonzaga. Yeah. You had 32 against Creighton. So what will you take with you from, I know it didn't go your way, but what will you take with you from that game?
Just the experience. The atmosphere was crazy. That was my first tournament, so everything was good. We got some good gear, you know. And we got to travel for like extra days and just chill, you know, get a new city. And just the excitement around it is just great. So I kind of knew that I had to have a good performance. Like, I felt good going into it, so I kind of got the feel for it already.
I feel like both of you are highlight reel type players. So in your college days, did you have any top Sports Center top 10 plays? Or saving it for the pros?
I didn't have any.
I think I had like 3 or 4.
3 or 4, casual.
Yeah.
What's something that you each want Sixers fans to know about you on the court, off the court, whatever it is? Like, what's something right now before the season even starts that you think that you'd like to get out there?
I'm just a chill, real humble guy. If I wasn't 6'6 and looked like an athlete, you probably wouldn't know I was in the NBA.
What would you be doing if you weren't in the NBA?
Don't ask me that. I really have no idea. But yeah, on the humble, chill part, like, I'm just a normal guy, and I'm very approachable.
I have to say that I'm a funny guy, you know. I like to smile, be happy. Yeah, I'm humble as well, you know. Very approachable.
What's your favorite thing to do, or some of your favorite things to do in your free time away from basketball?
I'm on Call of Duty, I ain't even gonna lie.
I know Tyrese Maxey plays a lot of Call of Duty, so you might need to start playing with him.
Yeah, we bumping on Call of Duty.
Sure. And De'Anthony Melton too. So as far as I know, Melton travels with the gaming setup. We've learned that.
I might leave my game at home, but like when we at the crib though, I'm probably gonna be on the game.
Ricky, what about you? Like what are some things you like to do as hobbies?
I really just be chilling for the most part. I do like to watch cartoons on my off time. Like, that's all I was doing in Utah. We had a game, had a practice. I was just in my bed just watching cartoons.
Favorite food?
Steak. And mashed potatoes.
Like, hibachi food and, like, tacos.
Who's your dream dinner table? You could have doesn't have to be a certain number of people, but who would you want at it?
I got a group of four, including me. Myself, Michael Jordan, Rihanna, and,
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And my dad, just so he can, you know, get the experience.
Eating steak and mashed potatoes?
Yeah, I probably have that.
I say me, Lil Baby, Michael Jordan, and the fourth one kind of crazy.
Michael Jordan was a quick one for both of you guys.
Oh, yeah. Beyonce.
Makes sense.
Beyonce.
I love it. I think that's all I have for you guys. Other than, are you going to, you've been posting about number 37. Nah. What's the deal?
Not even that. Don't let social media fool you.
So why does everyone on the summer league team have such a high number? Is like a training camp, like football thing where you get a different number?
I think they just throw it out like that.
He texted me like a day or two after I told him after the drive, and he was like, I was like, yeah, you got four? He's like, nah, I retired. You got zero? Nah, 14? I was like, all right, you can just pick. So yeah, he was like.
So what should we expect? A change for both of you?
Oh, yeah,
one
for
of
sure,
you?
For sure.
I'm definitely not wearing 26. My number was zero in college, but Reese got it. And, you know, I'm not even that tight to even ask for it because he put in more pain for the sixes than I have. So I'll probably just switch my number to like two or something, one. Something low, but
harder than one.
Oh, well, two to three.
Two's retired. Two's Moses Malone.
No, they said like one through ten, like retired.
Well, two is not retired.
It's Moses Malone.
Two retired?
Yeah, it's Moses
one
Malone.
One through ten
is retired.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm about to get 10. 11.
Jaden's 11.
I see why people wearing 18.
That's what I'm saying.
Come on, I might as well keep 26.
You can get any number though in the NBA though.
Yeah, like, look, you guys couldn't wear what you're wearing right now in college.
I mean,
they're changing that new rule. Next year, you can be more than a single digit.
It's good, Bronny.
I don't even want this, man.
Yeah, Bronny's gonna be six at USC.
I don't even want 26 though. That's not even a good.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll work on it. We'll spend some time working on your jersey numbers. But thank you guys for your first appearance, giving us some time on the 76ers Insiders podcast. Good luck with the rest of Summer League. Some people will hear this in real time. Other people might already be approaching the regular season, and they'll be getting ready to watch you guys in a Sixers uniform in the regular season. So thank you guys.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate you.